Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I, of course, an alum of the great Goodrich High School in Fond du Lac, although I was first graduating class at Fondy High. Travis Diener never got that honor or experience, but he's had a lot of experiences that I've never had, including playing in this basketball tournament with a shot at $1 million for the Marquette alumni tonight. Travis, good to talk to you again. How is the bubble? I guess I'll ask you right away.
Hey, Bart. Doing well. Initially when I was asked to play, I was really hesitant because of the sacrifices that had to be made and coming into this bubble and leaving the wife and kids for 2 weeks, but it's been a little better than I had thought. We've hung out a lot as a team, which I guess there's not anything else you can do. So, we've been playing a lot of cards, video games, just having a good time, kind of building our camaraderie and chemistry. So, it's gone all right, but it's time to get out here and come home.
Is it super strict, like you're in the hotel and that's it? Can you go outside? Like, how tight is the bubble?
Yeah, it's tight. It's there's security guards at every exit. If you leave, your team's disqualified. You can go out in the front, front little area, which is outside, probably by like a 40x40 little area, and sit out there if you want, but. You're not allowed to walk around the city or anything like that. The only time we get to leave is obviously for the games when we walk to the arena, which is about two blocks, and then you walk back. So, it's definitely unique, something that I don't think anyone's ever experienced, but we've made the most of it.
I would say you guys in the championship game tomorrow night, Tuesday night, for the second straight year. $1 million on the line. Travis Diener with the Marquette alumni team, and they've been faring very well in this tournament, better and better as the years go on, and now they'll have the chance to win $1 million Tuesday night, that game, 6 o'clock our time, ESPN. I wonder, I'll get into that stuff, and now I'm all fixated on this bubble because, there's different leagues trying this, and I think the TBT has been a good maybe guinea pig for it, and it seems to be working. I know a few teams were kicked out early, and then you had one team that couldn't play in the tournament, but now with the two straight rounds of negative testing, it looks like it works. I mean, if there's nowhere for you guys to go, there's really nowhere to contract the virus. And now with you guys being in the finals, it's like much more pressure because you can't get it now and then miss out on $1 million.
Yeah, right. I mean, they've done a great job, and we're probably in the safest place in America right now for contracting the virus. They did a good job pre people coming here. They were testing before teams got here, so teams were testing positive before they even arrived. They weren't allowed in, and that's why you saw a few teams disqualified. So to do the testing before, and then once we got here, I think it was only a handful of people were positive, so they were eliminated. And then right now there's nobody that's positive. So, they've done a great job and you know we felt that they put our health and safety first, and then you know this tournament second, and hopefully you know these other sports leagues, I think, are struggling a little bit. First off, I think their bubbles are a little more laxed, and I don't know if they're doing a lot of the pre-testing that went on. So we're thankful for that. And we were very fortunate to be in the championship again. Now we just got to finish the job.
You know, I watch like some of the MLS is trying the bubble, and I watch, you know, a kid comes in the other night. He's 16 years old off the bench. You know, it's a tournament to him, whatever. But you with a wife and kids, how hard was it to make that decision, and what ultimately was the deciding factor for you to leave for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, for anyone that has kids and a wife, you know, it's hard. And you know, first off, you want to stay healthy and safe, and you know, you can control that, you know, more at home than maybe you thought I could control it here. And maybe I was wrong, because they've done a great job here, and I've never felt like I was even in any danger of catching it. But second of all, you know, you're gone for 2 weeks, and you know, when your kids are young and you know, they don't understand what I'm doing, or they just understand that I'm going to be gone for a long time. So that was hard. And, but you know, the overriding factor was, you know, I love basketball. You know, it's been part of my life, you know, since I was a little kid. And, you know, I felt like last year we had a chance to win. We didn't get the job done. I felt like we were putting our best team together this year. We added a couple guys, and I thought we had a good chance of winning it. And I just felt like, you know, if I didn't play, I'd kind of be, you know, letting these guys down. So, you know, here we are.
If you were in the NBA at this point with, you know, wife, kids, would you, because it'd be longer, would you be more reluctant to have gone?
It would be hard. I mean, that's a long time. I think they have more stuff to do inside their bubble. But I would probably play. You know, I just think I would be letting down my teammates, and maybe that's the wrong way to look at it, because maybe I'd be letting down my wife and kids, so to speak. But you know, it's a job, and you got to go to work, and you know, so that's how I felt. That's how I would have felt, I think, if I was playing in the NBA. Obviously, I'm not in the NBA, and this is a totally different decision. But it was only, you know, 2 weeks, which in the grand scheme of things isn't a long time, and I thought, you know, I could suck it up and come here and try to help these guys win a championship.
Is it true that you guys have to pack before every game, and then if you lose, you're like, you just go home right away? Obviously, with the finals, it won't matter. You're going home regardless. But have you had to pack after for every game?
Yeah, you pack up all your stuff. You put it in the lobby, and yeah, you lose your, you're gone. So, yeah, it's definitely been a different experience. You know, fun, entertaining, exciting, all those adjectives. You know, you get into something that nobody's ever been a part of, and you know, it's just definitely unique.
Do you think you guys have a better team this year than you did a year ago? A lot of the TBT top seeds have been getting bounced, and we saw it again this weekend with Overseas Elite and Boeheim's Army a couple of rounds ago, but you guys have been able to stay pretty consistent. Where do you rank this team with how you guys were a year ago?
Yeah, this is our best team. I don't even think it's that close. You know, with cores we had last year, so pretty much the same team, and then you add Luke Fisher, who gives us something. You had Darius Johnson Odom, who's, you know, one of the best players in the tournament. And then factor in all the, you know, the chemistry you have from playing, you know, year by year, that just builds with more experience, more game time, and then, you know, we're hanging out a lot. So you throw that all together, I think this is our best team. It's our best chance. And, you know, we got to take advantage of it, and we got to get the job done. You know, we keep getting to these, you know, it's the third straight year in the Final Four, and you really don't have anything to show for it. You know, it's nice to win games and play well, but in this type of tournament, you know, you have to win the championship to come away with the grand prize. And you know, obviously it's not all about the money, but you know, that's what you're kind of playing for here.
Yeah, well, I think in this tournament, more so, it is about the money than in other tournaments. This
right.
is, you got the grand prize, the $1 million, which you guys will split up, and you'll get it. I've found this out by watching these broadcasts. Within minutes, you will get it via Zelle payment. So nothing to worry about there. I've heard that many, many times. I've also, I watched these games, and so you didn't play until the last game you got in. They talk about you a ton. I don't know if you've seen any of the rebroadcast. They, like, can't get over the shot you made a couple of years ago. They're always talking about how you love to crush beers afterwards. Were you banged up a little bit, or what was happening? Because I have been doing DraftKings, and I put you in the first night you didn't play.
Oh, I mean, you should have just asked me. I would have helped you out. No, you know, I got here, we got here last, 12 days ago, and then we practiced a couple days after that, and I, you know, during practice, I, you know, strained my calf and didn't know if I'd actually play at all in the tournament. And then I gave it a go last night. It felt okay. Not great, but, you know, at this point, you know, you just try to be out there for your teammates. And I told, you know, my guys that, you know, if I can feel I can help at all, I'll try. And if I'm out there and I feel like I'm hurting you guys, then, you know, I'm going to take myself out. But it felt all right. You know, the older you get, it just takes a lot longer to recover. But, you know, it doesn't feel too bad today. So I'm looking, it's looking pretty good that, you know, I'll be able to give it a go tomorrow as well. So, you know, that's all that really matters.
Well, because you didn't play those first two games, you're pretty affordable right now. So do you plan on playing a little more in the final?
You're trying to get some info? Yeah, I wouldn't take me. just don't take me in DraftKings. Unless I'm like for like 1 cent.
Then yeah, you're like the lowest guy to take right now.
There we go. Oh, okay, then maybe there's some value there.
Like you and Rousey are like $3,000 and then...
Well, don't take Rousey.
Fisher's like 4, and then DJO is like 7. I got Wilson's like 9.
Boy, take DJO. Take Wilson. Take all my teammates.
All right. I'll still do one with you because I don't know. I think it's fun. As far as the tournament goes, the final again Tuesday night, 6 o'clock. I think what I like about it so much is that, and you guys having the alumni team, it's all these different generations of guys, and for you, it's guys that you played with, guys that came after you, but then guys that, you know, you could help be on the sidelines with when you were there. That, to me, is what makes this tournament very cool.
Yeah, and I've said that in interviews. That for me, that's been the most enjoyable part. You know, our coach is a guy that I played with in college, and then obviously I played professionally with DJO in Italy. I've watched a lot of these guys throughout their professional careers from afar. I coached, you know, Luke, Derek, and Rousey while I was in staff. So to have a chance to compete with all these guys and, you know, build our relationship and just put on the Marquette uniform, it means a lot. And that's why I keep playing. It's, you know, 15 years after graduating college, and you never think you're going to be able to represent the school. And, you know, obviously in a smaller way, but, you know, you still represent Marquette, and I think it means a lot to all of us.
Now, does it matter what happens on Tuesday night? Is this going to be your last TBT, or if you win, you'll bow out on top like John Elway, or what?
I don't know. I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but it would be a heck of an experience, you know, from what's happened in the past to losing in the Final Four to losing in the championship, and now we're here again, you know, to try to win the championship and hopefully get the job done, you know, it'd be a heck of a way to kind of get out of it. But, you know, it's hard to say no to playing basketball and competing with these guys and represent Marquette. And, you know, it's something I, you know, struggle with. And from a professional standpoint too, is, you know, do I want to go back and play another year? So it's kind of what happens every summer with me.
Because I'm thinking, if you keep playing in this tournament, let's say you're like still 45 and playing, you will be so dirt cheap on FanDuel and DraftKings that it would be such a bargain to take you. I want to see you keep playing.
At that point, they probably wouldn't even put me on there.
You get money back if you're dumb enough to take.
Yeah, exactly.
Dumb enough to take you. So what do you do like the rest of the day today? Because you don't play till tomorrow. So what do you do the rest of the day?
There's some media here in like 45 minutes. Then we have practice, and then we'll have a team meeting and watch film. And pretty standard what you'd think happens before a game. We take this really serious, so it's not like we're having a good time. It's not like it's college and we're not allowed to have a couple beers or stuff like that. But we're for $1 million, you're gonna take try to do everything you can to win. So we'll prepare. We watched a bunch of games last night after our game of Sideline Cancer. So try to get as well prepared as we can. So come tomorrow night we can finish the job.
I mean, I gotta ask. So then the question is, well, what do you do with the money if you win? Another wiffle ball court at the press box or what?
No, I don't think that's a good good way to spend the money. I don't know. I don't know. I'll think of that once that money hopefully hits the account. There's so much you can do within the communities, with people that are a little less fortunate, stuff like that, and obviously having kids and stuff like that. So there's just so many avenues you can go with, and hopefully we're all fortunate enough to have those decisions to be made come tomorrow night.
Good luck. The TBT final, Golden Eagles versus Sideline Cancer, ESPN, 6 o'clock Tuesday night. Trav, thanks for a couple minutes, and we will talk to you soon, bud. Good luck.
All right, thanks a lot, Bart. We'll talk to you.
Travis Diener joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.